2.10, American Law Reports, ALR. Full disclosure, I love this book. This is one of the great research books. But it's not quite as easy to use as the encyclopedias. And I'm going to confess something to you. When I took my paralegal program, I got through the program and I hated ALR. I knew just enough about ALR to pass the tests, but I really didn't like it. And I promised myself at the end of the program that I would never use that set of books again. They were frustrating to me because I really wasn't given much guidance on how to use them. And so my first year as a paralegal, I didn't use them. And I didn't think I needed to use them. I was so stupid. Until a really good attorney, really great attorney, a guy named John Acolt, from Denver, when he asked me, I'd done some research for him, one of the first research jobs I'd done for him, and he asked me where I'd been. I couldn't find an answer to something, and I said, I've been to AMJR, I've been to CJS, I've been to Digest, I've probably looked a couple of other places. And then he said, well, have you been to ALR? And I said something really, really stupid. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I said this. I said, I don't like ALR. And John just smiled, and he actually took me to the library and walked me through ALR and explained to me why this was such a powerful book. And it was just amazing. It opened my eyes to ALR. And I went back, and I that night went to a mountaintop and apologized to the research gods for my defaming ALR. It was just a real awakening. Let me tell you the difference between ALR and, for instance, the encyclopedias. The encyclopedias try to give a little bit about almost every area of law. But ALR, instead of that, it focuses on important cases. It doesn't, you notice it's not topical. There are no topics on the spine. So you can't just look up a topic within ALR in a main volume. You have to use the index. And the index, of course, is arranged by topic. But what ALR does is their publishers look for important cases that come through the legal system. Once they find a case they think is important, they don't do anything with it. They just watch it. They watch it for usually about 5 years. I don't think there's any set amount of time, but it could be 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. But if a case ends up being quoted by a lot of other courts, in other words, it becomes authority that has been relied upon, and if that case appears to be an important opinion and has been upheld on appeal, they don't want to spend a lot of money annotating, commenting on a case, and then just a couple years later have it be overturned, right? So they're going to wait to make sure it's upheld by on appeal by appellate courts and by Supreme Courts and so forth. So if it does that, then they take that case and they assign a team to it. Sometimes it's a private law firm has a bunch of really good researchers, like a large law firm. They'll work as a team, and sometimes it's their own people. But they will, and this is a legal term, they will discuss the crap out of it. They will talk about cases that have held in favor of it. They'll talk about cases that have held contrary. It's called contrary authority. Cases that have held in opposition. So no matter which side you're on, even if you're against that authority or that case, you can find authority very often that helps you because it also discusses contrary authority as well as authority that agrees. It does your research for you. I do want to say one of my most important moments as a paralegal was at a Christmas party, and my brother was actually involved in a relationship with another attorney. She was, I believe, an assistant public defender at the time. So she had a very responsible position, and she was kind of quizzing me and trying to get a feel for what paralegals really knew and stuff. And so she asked me the question, well, you know, what do you like to research with when you're researching? What are your favorite books? And I said, I love ALR Digests, Restatements, which is a legal treatise. I probably wouldn't mention two or three books, but especially said, I really like AOLR. And she said very matter-of-factly, she says, oh, I only use three books. I use digests, the statutes, state statutes, and I can't remember the other one she used. Might have been Amger, the encyclopedia. And I said, you don't use AOLR? And she said something to me that was that really enlightened me, made me feel a little better. She said, no, I don't like AOLR. I never find anything in it. And it was kind of funny because instantly I knew she's not a good researcher, just like I wasn't a good researcher before John Acolt taught me. I didn't tell her that, but I'm thinking that in my mind because the way she said, I almost never find anything, told me she didn't understand the function of that book. This book is not trying to help you find everything. But if you do find something, I would guess I find something maybe 20 to 30% of the time. So on average, maybe 25% of the time. But if you do find something, your research is done. It has done your research for you. It gives you references galore. It gives you references to other legal research systems. It is just such a powerful tool. And I love it when I hear that lawyers or paralegals I was working in opposition to on the other side of the case didn't use AOLR because it gives me this huge, massive advantage. And again, back to the concept of it educates you on this area of law. AOLR is probably the second most respected legal research book out there. Legal treatises as a group are probably more respected. We'll talk about those later, especially a book called Restatements. That's probably the single most respected form of secondary authority. But AOLR is definitely up there too, and probably number two. It's just a fantastic set of books. Now, when you research in AOLR, we have a demonstration here. Make sure you go through that. We have a progress check, which we'll start seeing from time to time now, which kind of gives you a measure of whether you're getting this set of books or not. We have the commonly asked questions, the Law Library Lab for AOLR, which is a great tool. Don't forget to keep track of your billable hours using the timesheets. And we have exercise answers, but let me real quickly, again, digest how you research this set of books. Where do we start? If I tell you, go research your topic, let's say it's spousal communications privilege, go research that in AOLR. Where do you start? I can't hear you. The index. That's right. The answer is almost always the index. So you're going to find the index to AOLR. Usually they're kept at the end of the volumes, but once in a while libraries keep them at the front, so don't let that throw you. Find the index. It's a multi-volume set. It'll be for basically AOLR 3rd through 6th or whatever the most current version of series is, plus AOLR Federal. The first two, AOLR 1 and 2, are so old now that they're not included because most of that authority is just no longer valid or it's been superseded. So that is a combined index for all the series that are relevant to you. You look it up by topic, so you look up spousal, you look up communications, you cartwheel, look up marital, husband, wife, witness, communication. You would look all that up and try to find something. And it will give you not a topic and section number like the encyclopedias did. It will give you a volume, series, and page number. For instance, volume 45, AOLR 4th, page 372. That would be an example. So a volume, series, and page number. You then close the index. You go to the main volumes, you find the fourth series, you find that volume, and open it up to that page number. Do that like 3, 4 times, 5 times, even just pretend something is relevant to your case, just to get used to it. And you do that just a few times, and it will be much less threatening. I wish my teachers had done that when I was a paralegal student, but they didn't. They basically just gave surface level answers. We could have answered, in fact, we did answer questions about legal research books just from looking at the spine of the books. from the program I took. I loved my program. I'm not diminishing it. Well, I guess I am diminishing it. But I just wish I had had much more real skills in research, writing, and so forth. And that's what we're trying to give you here. And you've probably heard me say this before. We're trying to give you the education that we wish we had had when we were paralegal students. So take advantage of this. Get to know this book. It is a great book. It's one of those books that will really make the difference between you and other paralegals, and even some lawyers, in terms of your research skills and in terms of your overall ability as a paralegal.